Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Annabelle Ross, award-winning best-selling author, Fahrenheit as the Journey of Transformation, The Light Within, and as well as award-winning filmmaker. You know, I have won about 67 awards for my short movie, Fire and Ice, based on my award-winning novel, Fire and Ice. And I'm also award-winning singer-songwriter. I started singing recently here in Los Angeles. I already sang in two places. And I will continue with my singing career. And I have a new book coming very soon. We're still working on editing at the moment. So I just want to say I'm so sorry I was away. And my life sometimes gets very busy, very hectic. And I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with the same thing right now with the turbulent life we live. So anyway, today I just want to say also thank you to everybody who is listening, who is being patient with me. Please share my radio show and subscribe. You can log in with Facebook, and it's very easy. Just push subscribe, and you're going to get my podcast in your email box, and you will know when I'm going to be on. And again, I'm sorry I wasn't last Friday here. I had something to do. So anyway, I just want to cover today one of the most important things, which is eviction, and eviction impacts our pets at home. There is a lot of suffering involved, and they suffer, we suffer, and let's clear that these animals basically are our children. And talking about pets, I adopted a dog about 2 weeks ago, and it's not like I have a lot of money or anything like this. It's just because I saw her, I fell in love with her, and I said, why not? I did something. She was on euthanasia list, and she was used for breeding, and I definitely don't like breeders. There's so many dogs dying at the shelters at the moment. I know this is a very depressing topic, but we need to address it. And eviction should be connected with finding another home for the parents and for the children, which I mean for the owners and for the dogs, pigs, whatever animals you have in your house. And it looks like Texas is one of the worst places when it comes to pets. And there is a law that doesn't allow to abandon your dogs. You have to take them with you. And again, these are our children. Animals have emotions. They have been giving you love for quite a while. And the last thing you want to do is abandon them in the house you left behind. And I'm sure this apartment will never have another tenants there, and I don't like what is going on in this country, and I'm sure this is on a global level from what I heard from my friends. So anyway, keep in mind that these animals, it's not their fault that we cannot find a way to deal with it, which is absolutely embarrassing. We are intelligent human beings and who have love and who are brought by God. And well, a lot of you, I know, are Christians, believing in God and worshiping, going to church and everything else. And God doesn't allow you to treat your animals like this. God doesn't allow anybody to be on the street. And let's do something about it. That's what I mean. And just come together and say, hey, we had enough. We cannot leave our pets behind. We cannot do this. So many dogs euthanized. Your babies, your children are being killed at the shelters. And I cannot stay uninvolved in this kind of, I call it, crime against humanity and against animals. And I know this is part of the plan of depopulation But this is not fair to treat humans, animals like this. And here in the United States, having a home should be a law, and no one should be on the street. And we have the resources, we have everything what it takes to implement that. So today I'm going to, of course, read you an article from El Paso Matters. It's a website I found, and it's from July 3rd. I tried to find the most recent one. 2022, animal services rescues overwhelmed with abandoned dogs, cats, absolutely heartbreaking. Mariposa is a mixed breed, was found in the desert with a blanket along with her dead puppies. Musa Doberman mixed puppy walked up to the front door of a home in East El Paso and stayed because the skinny pup had nowhere to go. A litter of terrier mixed pups now being sheltered at the Animal Rescue League of El Paso were found and abandoned along Trans Mountain Road. A Chihuahua puppy also living at the shelter was found alone in the desert. Please don't do that. If you are a real Christian and you believe in God and you are religious, please don't be a hypocrite. Do your work, you know, have a heart, because that's what God wants you to have, as well as Jesus Christ. This is crime, and this is absolutely unacceptable, and let's not be ashamed from belonging to the human race. The stories go on and on and on, as countless stray dogs and cats are being found, some alive, some dead. And in and around El Paso neighborhoods, it is trend on the uptick and one that has animal advocates and officials concerned about humans, what we have become. Loretta High, director of the Animal Rescue League of El Paso, said the issue of loose dogs, whether in packs or alone, is not new, but the problem is more prevalent now. Heidi said, the reason for this is because El Paso animal services do not pick up healthy strays at the start of the pandemic in 2020. Please, please neuter, spay your dogs and animals. Make sure you don't have any more animals you cannot afford. Don't be irresponsible, be intelligent, and use your brain in the most useful way possible. When I'm reading this, I'm just out of breath. My heart is beating fast. It's so, for me especially, it's extremely difficult. I'm empathic. I'm vegan because of the animals. I love animals so much. That's why I'm covering this. I know this is the last thing you want to hear from me, but this is important thing, and I hope this is going to save some lives. Please share my podcast. Comment, let me know what you think about it. Let's bring this love, compassion, and kindness back into the world. Michelle Anderson, acting marketing and public engagement manager at El Paso Animal Service, said the shelter numbers now are what they were prior to the pandemic, and decreased adoption has led to overcrowding at the shelter. Of course, I know money is a huge issue for me also. It's really difficult time we live in, but I'm sure if we start helping each other, supporting each other, bring this love, this happiness, this positivity in our lives, things are going to shift into the right direction. I definitely do, and God is going to help us, support us, the universe, and all of these things we have to be aware of, because with our behavior, with our constant angriness and negativity, we are attracting more of it. And it's quantum physics, and it's really pivotal for everybody to know. The committee provides guidance and advice to all of the animal shelters located within the city. The committee is complying at least a list of animal welfare issues and proposed legislative solutions that will be recommended to the city for its upcoming legislative agenda. The next Texas legislature begins in January 2023. Some possible suggestions include increased penalties for abandoning pets, which I support completely, strict rules to obtain breeding certificates, grooming regulations, and requiring the spaying and neutering of pets. Please do that. The bottom line is that we try, our goal is to work with animal services to do what's the best for the animals, said committee member Gina Gagin. And the thing is, until we stop some of the animals from coming in, we are trying to empty the ocean with spoon. The committee discussed pursuing stricter ordinance and regulations, but table decision to its July 13 meeting, which already have passed. City spokeswoman Laura Cruz Acosta said any recommendation from the committee would have to be placed on the city council agenda for consideration, and the council would have to vote whether to approve increasing fines or penalties. Laura J. Combs, director of the Animal Welfare Department in El Paso County, said the department continues to receive calls for abandoned pets. In some cases, the animals are far abandoned in empty residences after the owners moved out. The reason why a pet may be abandoned are numerous, but Combs suggested that a quasi misdemeanor with 500 penalties per week. This needs to be jail time, Combs said. An email to the Paso matters, a quasi misdemeanor would be more effective. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. These are living, breathing creatures. They're given to us by God to enjoy, to take care for them. And we need to do the best we can to give them the best possible life. And not to mention that a lot of people rely on these animals, and let's not forget about that. It's not their fault that we humans and are not capable of finding a way to work on the life that had happened around us just because of COVID. Not everybody works in a cozy corporation where they have millions of money, so many people investing in these corporations, and they're sitting home not doing anything, you know, and behind a computer and getting paid and paying the rent. Not everybody has this luxury. So the thing is, we need to find a way to relocate these people to affordable housing, as well as give them enough resources to be able to have their pets with them, and at the same time afford any. Right now, we need to do something that is really, really useful and that makes a difference, because not having a way to make a living, to pay rent, and to cover our bills is not our fault. It's because of economic crisis that is going on all over the world at the moment. But it doesn't mean that we need to throw our baby in the trash. That is one of the cases which I found. I cannot take care for the baby because I cannot pay rent, I cannot pay my bills. And this should be an eye-opener for our politicians at the White House and everywhere. Evicting people without finding place for them to stay should be against the law. And we can work together. The banks, the landlords, the tenants, everybody else can work together and give some more time, because it's really easy to, you know, tear down a building, but it takes time to be built. And in our case, it's going to take at least 5 or 6 years until we are out of the crisis that was triggered by COVID-19. And we don't want any more people on the street. We don't want dogs to be euthanized because it's none of their fault. And we don't want hungry people. We don't want people who are constantly in anxiety state and stress. And I said, not everybody could be elite. Not everybody could be wealthy. Not everybody could work for corporation that has their investors and shareholders, which are, again, the rich people and people who stay home. And I can see people who don't have even a pet at home, you know, and sitting at home behind the computer getting paid and at the same time living comfortable lives. So let's start doing something about it. Let's work together and let's write a letter to our legislations, to senators, to mayors, and make sure we all have homes and we keep our pets at home. At the same time, give home to an orphan child, I call it, that lives in a filthy jail and it's stressed and doesn't know why the parents could love him, fed him, and treated him really well and show them to their neighbors, friends, and spend time with them, send them like they send them on the garbage, like we throw our garbage back and forget about them. Because they are not, this is not their fault. It's our fault as a human because we need to find a way to take care for them. So I love you guys. Let me know if you have any questions. Stay healthy, stay happy, do anything in your power to make sure that you are not, I call it losing it from stress, anxiety. I understand you. I support you. Let's work together as a team. Wealthy people, elite, wherever elite is kind of a passive at the moment because of the idea of the population. And it's a shame on them. So let's work together. Let's raise money. Let's do something about it. And if you're here in Los Angeles, check out my blog, my blogspot, dianabelarosmusic.blogspot.com, with events that I'm going to be singing. Right now I have only one, my single, I'm an Angel. I'm singing it for you. We are all angels, lost angels. Missing one wing, and let's find a way to work things out because this is not who we are. I love you guys. My website is dianabelarosmusic.com. I'm on Spotify, everywhere, iTunes, listen, aid me to a place, please reach to me, as well as if you want to talk to me, there's a way to schedule free consultation with me. I work on this. I can help you deal with anything what you're dealing. Please don't throw your pets in the desert, on the street. Don't leave them behind. And be compassionate, be kind. Remember who you are as a human being. You have a heart. They have a heart too. I love you, and I wish you an amazing, amazing weekend. Let God and the universe be with us in these difficult times.